Scarpins Audio.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
My Corona. Hey guys, you're listening to another edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour
Ladies Night.
I'm Maud Garrett.
I'm Alison Hayslip, and with us as always is Tom, all the nicknames Kryevsky.
Ladies.
Which nickname would you like this one?
Master Blaster.
Love
there
it.
We go.
Like
there
from
we go.
The Thunderdome.
So for the next 30-ish minutes, Maud, myself, and Master Blaster over there are going to be sipping some booze and spitting some news.
We're going to be providing some bloom for your gloom and doom.
There you go. Providing bloom for the gloom and doom. In our last regular episode.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
This is the last.
What do we do? Do we set fireworks or something?
Yes. That's exactly what we do, Tom. Yeah. We set off fireworks.
I've got clowns and strippers.
Oh, I think it's clams and strippers. I'm like,
yeah, dude,
I'd rather have
that.
The clams.
I mean, that could be a party for someone, stripper. Too.
Yes, and
absolutely.
Clams and
I'm down, man.
Yeah.
It's a New England Rockport.
Again, clams. If this sounds different than our normal episodes, it's because
studio shut down, guys.
Yeah, studio is closed for COVID, and we
it's
are in Maud's living room.
Of the world, but we're podcasting.
We did decide to keep. We've recorded these final two episodes on the same day because we just don't know we have the opportunity to do it today. We did not know if it was going to happen next week. So here we are, our final episode.
It's so sad this week.
Our final episode with the three of us. I know, this is so ridiculous. At least Zelda's here. At least podcast.
Five
here.
Of us.
Yeah. The five of us.
Hello.
Hi, you're a very sweet doggy. You're a very sweet doggy that I get to pet.
All right. So.
Look this,
so hey.
What's the date? This comes out on March 30th.
Does it really?
Yes.
Oh my God, my birthday's in 3 days then.
Yay.
From today. Happiest
from March
birthdays.
30th.
Happy quarantine birthday, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, by the way, quarantine birthdays suck. You missed it, Allison.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You got to travel. I got the start of it where I was like, oh, I feel so wrong.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, now you're in the thick of it. Good
that's
luck,
right.
man.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Everyone
send
try and
booze.
Make Tom's day so special because it is miserable.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Tom,
thanks.
Shout out your social handle so people can wish you happy birthday.
What is my social handle?
You're
probably
question.
I don't know. Error the podcast looking it up because he all knows all.
Like,
I don't even
it's
know.
It's like Kryevsky underscore Tom or something
that's
like that.
That's probably it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thomas
okay, that's it.
Okay, great.
Krajewski underscore Tom.
Krajewski.
I say Krajewski.
I know.
You say it correctly. Thank you.
It's pronounced Kryevsky.
Pronounced Kryevsky, yeah.
Yes.
That's two very different names.
But when you read it, it looks like Krajewski.
That's why. Every time I try to introduce you, I'm like, I panic.
I panic.
And
don't
we've
get
got
wrong,
Tom Kravaskinishji.
What is it? Oh, Twitter's just at Tom Krajewski.
Okay. Thanks, Aerosol.
Krajewski. I do that. I panic with my neighbor who lives across the hall from me. Her name is Hallie.
I just
like the
panic.
Comet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallie.
But I it's Hallie, and I always want to say Haley.
Haley is the comet.
No, Hallie's the
Hallie's
comet.
Shut up. It's Haley in Australia.
It's the actual
Haley's comet.
We all say
we
that, but
say
the
that.
Actual
yeah.
pronunciation is Hallie's comet.
Not to me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But anyway, my neighbor is actually
so.
Hallie, and every time I go to be like, "Hey, Hallie," I have to like remember which one to say.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Maud, you just made my life so much better.
You're welcome. Oh, and it's the last show. This is the last time I'll ever
great.
Bless your life in such a profound way.
I mean, I hope we're still going to be friends after this, too.
It's
oh,
Alicia.
Oh,
what's
wow.
it again?
Oh,
what's
Alexis.
Alison.
Oh, Alexis. Sorry, that's
Alexis.
So embarrassing. I should have gotten that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'll need more wine.
All right. Like we said last week, we have so many emails to get to. So do we just dive in?
Absolutely.
Betcha.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do this.
Get in the deep end.
You guys
end
sent
and
us so many
swimming.
Wonderful emails. By the way, once I've said this last week, but we're not going to like discontinue this email account.
Yeah.
So if you have anything you need to send us,
we
you
cool.
can still
no
send dicks. Us. And like we said 2 weeks ago, we're still talking about potentially doing like Comic-Con shows or Drunksmiths or something.
Special
who knows
events,
what life's got in store. One of us could be dead.
Oh, geez.
Who do you think would it be? Who would it be?
Well, I think you're living the longest now to 49.
Oh, that's right.
You
yeah.
will. I'm going to have a heart
it used
attack.
To be the worst thing, and now it's a blessing.
Yeah, man. All right. This one is from Brian. It is entitled, Thanks for the Memories and a New Game.
Which one? I'm excited.
I'm going to find out.
Have you started Witcher yet? You like are running out of excuses.
No.
Yeah.
That, it's
like
literally, Maud, I'm not joking. As soon as I finish West Wing,
you're in
that's
the,
my
you're
next
in the
thing.
WWW phase. West Wing,
yeah.
Witcher.
Witcher. There we go. There we go.
.500hours.
It is sitting on top of my PlayStation. It is there and ready.
I just know you're going to love it. I know you're going to love the shit out of that.
I just have to like alternate myself back and forth between like entertainment that I consume.
Like, I can so much easier.
Yeah.
I can much easier read for 10 hours and play video games for 10 hours than I can watch something for 10 hours.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So. All right. Again, this is from Brian. Hey, HHHH crew.
Hi, Brian.
Been listening since the beginning. Been a fan of Allison since 4 points on the Nerdist Network.
4 points.
Yeah, man. While I'm sad to see the show end, I know I'll always remember it because of a game my fiance and I play all the time in the car. Because of Alex and the rest of the gang and your love for Tesla, we now yell, Tesla! Whenever we see one on the road.
My gosh, that's wow. A lot.
That's a lot in LA.
It wasn't when they first came out.
Nah.
Now it's just driving with Tourette's.
Tesla! 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 First to yell gets the point, and the game goes from the time we leave our house until we get back. That's it. That's the game.
Nice. I love it. It's a simple enough for me.
Back in the day before Teslas, the Garretts on their 9-hour road trips would play windmills.
What's that?
When you see a windmill,
you just yell windmill?
You do. Oh. And then locally, it would be telephone boxes and letterboxes. Do you remember telephone boxes?
Telephone boxes.
Do you remember what they looked like?
Like phone booths?
Yeah, phone booths.
Phone booths.
It's a telephone box.
I mean, anyone who watches Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But that's the last.
A police box, though, actually.
Touche.
Right.
The hell do police do in a police box?
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
What just happened?
Those dirty Brits.
Here we go. Brian says, just thought you guys would find this as amusing as I do, and I'll miss starting my Monday mornings off with you guys. Thanks for all the laughs. Another freaking Brian. This one is from Pittsburgh.
Nice. Pittsburgh Brian.
So many Brians. And there's itches. All right. There you go.
Like itches, I'm dying, or itches, there's a dog?
There's a dog.
Good.
All right. Okay.
Tom's like, seriously, 3 sips of a wine away from making out with my dog.
2 sips
sexy.
Of wine.
Sexy.
I mean, you guys, I've been thinking about this. When we all got here, none of us hugged each other. None of us touched each other. I can't remember the last time I've had physical contact with another human being.
Yeah.
And it's at the point where I'm watching TV. And
do you notice that kind of stuff when you've got a boyfriend? Because I haven't.
Well, her boyfriend.
No, but I just mean like you don't hug your friend. Like you and I hug when we see each other, but we haven't.
I'm good.
We haven't done that. Yeah. But like I'm watching TV, Allison, and I freak out when I see people like shake hands on TV now.
Yeah. And they're still doing it like and in real life now. I mean, on TV. You see people at news conferences and all that stuff still shaking hands.
Oh, like Donald Trump?
Baby. Yeah. I'm talking about scripted shows when like people touch each other. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like weird. It's become like a psychosomatic like fear.
So what does the notion of kissing mean for you then? A little bit of tongue. Like, just like spray them with Lysol until they bleed from their eyeballs?
And
like,
then kiss them? Is that what you're saying?
I don't understand the question.
You are getting freaked out by touching hands.
Yeah.
So what would kissing?
Yeah, it all freaks me out. Yeah. Any physical, any human being touching another human being that I'm seeing, it's like...
So what I'm getting from this is that it's absolutely okay to be intimate with my dog.
Dogs can't get the virus, I think they said, right?
Right.
So you're good.
So you're fine.
And
although I do believe that bestiality is still a crime.
Oh, that's cute.
Sweetness. Oh, wow. She's just making out with her dog.
This is what she has to get every morning, though. Aww. I say good morning to her, and she just gets smothered in kisses, and she's just like, yeah, but she'll feed me, so it's okay.
That's fine. All right. This one is from Dustin. It says, goodbye, old friends.
Aww. Goodbye, Dustin.
Greetings, Super Volcano Tom.
There's just a bit of Dustin in my eye. I'm not crying.
Oh, wow. Allison, Alex, MIA. And howdy, Maud.
Oh, hi, Dustin.
Been here for 4, maybe 5 years. I've watched Allison since AOTS, Maud on SourceFed. And Tom, I've enjoyed listening.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Dustin. I've enjoyed talking.
Tom, you've been great.
I'm going to miss you three lovely humans and Alex. Hoping to make it to your final live show.
Sorry, Dustin.
Sorry, a pandemic had to cancel that.
We're just dusting it under the rug.
Wow, Maud.
There she goes.
Chance of annual Drunksmiths, or is the podcast just dead? Listen, like we said,
we'll be drinking just because we're alive at the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Either way, best of luck and everything, and I'll watch, listen to whatever you people do, Dustin. Thank you, Dustin.
Thanks, Dusty. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
So, we have talked about doing the Drunksmiths.
Yeah, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's still, what, just 9 months away if we do it?
Oh my God.
Let's see what the world is like.
Yeah, no, I know.
I can't even believe that there's 9 months left of this year. Because it's already felt like 14 months.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm still totally up for doing a Comic-Con show, like a San Diego Comic-Con show if it's viable, but I don't know if San Diego Comic-Con's going to happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's pretty easy to write that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, man, come
on. All right.
My year.
This one is from, oh, you're going to love this, Maude. This one's from Chris. He says, thanks and good day. Hello, Allison, Maude, Tom, Podcat, and the spirit of Alex that materializes every time addition is mistakenly muttered. Or purposely
it's not
muttered.
A mistake. Yeah. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Zelda.
Oh, what?
She made a noise. Good. Oh, you guys missed it.
Zelda. What?
She went,
Oh, there you go. Thank you for all the years of entertainment, LOLs, science, musky Tesla news, Lego builds, drunksmith cheer, and for adding joy to what is otherwise a boring commute. I've followed Allison and Alex since the G4 Dignation days, respectively, and now I'm fans of Maude and Tom as well.
You.
Good.
Tom, I hear and respect all your quietly muttered jokes that go occasionally unrecognized.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
After Alex retired, I wasn't sure the show's chemistry would remain, but it never missed a beat, and Maude quickly became part of the HHHH family.
HHHH.
Yeah, she did.
For that, I have sent in the gift of a D&D hat for the show's DM.
Shut the front
Dame Maude.
Door.
Oh. What? To wear proudly in her next campaign or otherwise quickly re-gift.
You see, I understand that's a possibility.
I am assuming that has made its way to Starburns, but we are not there. But when
our thought all I want.
Yeah. When everything reopens, we'll get that gift to Maude.
What does it look like?
I don't
a D&D
know.
Hat?
I
Is
don't
it like
know.
A witch's hat or a wizard's hat?
It sounds
awesome. Wizard's
hat
would be amazing.
Well, I am the moderator.
There you go.
She's got a circlet. She's got a gemstone, but she does not have a hat.
Well, he's calling you the DM Dame Maude.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. Nice. While I fear Monday morning boredom will start to creep back into my life in the absence of HHHHLN, I wish you all the best in your next endeavors and future projects. Thanks and cheers.
Oh, thanks, bud.
Yeah, it's nice to be appreciated by people.
Guys, we should have done like way more fungions in this show.
Fungions?
Way more fungions?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like we should have played it out a little bit more.
Oh. Yeah.
Just
have us on your show.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to learn to play D&D. No one's ever taught me.
Yeah. You really?
Yeah. And I want to play. And no one will teach me. Apparently, I don't want
Todd
to play.
Todd Stashwick, friend of the
show.
Yeah, I know
Todd
Stashwick.
Yeah.
Is
we were supposed to play last weekend and we canceled at the last minute because like someone was going to be like, oh, I've got the sniffles and I'm just recovering from something. And we're like, nah, pull the plug.
No. You know, I was supposed so to, bummed. I was supposed to get dinner with my neighbors. This would have been the, I'm trying to think of. Whatever it would have been like Friday the 13th. It was
ooh,
Friday the
13th.
Yeah. No, because when this comes out, it was two
Fridays
ago.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
what
yeah,
I was trying to figure out.
Thank you.
And all of us were like, it like that Friday was when everything started like getting a little
shit
like off. Yeah.
That was my day one of quarantine.
Yes, exactly. So that was the thing. I ran like necessary errands in the morning and then I was like, I'm going to hole up. And I had this dinner with my neighbors and all of us are texting each other being like, do we go? Do we not?
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, I'm up for us going to someone's house and ordering in food, but I don't think we should go to a restaurant. And another one of my neighbors was like, I think we should go out while we still have the chance. And it just ended up like totally falling apart and we didn't get dinner at all. And it's why I started binging The West Wing. Mm. But like now I look back on it and I'm like, that literally would have been my last opportunity to go.
Exactly.
Do you regret it?
No, I don't. But it is just weird thinking back that we were actually sort of debating
considering
that
very
thing.
So I was supposed to play D&D Friday night, got canceled. Saturday with Todd, got canceled. Yeah. Sunday, listener who we've all met, who came to the show, Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Did another charity auction and won a D&D game.
Yeah.
And it was a bit, you know, nerve-wracking because, you know, by then it was like sort of 2 days into it.
Yeah.
A lot of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
He brought lots of chocolate.
Nice.
One of the best one-shots I've ever played.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was kind of like Dungeons and Dragons, but in an academy, like meets Harry Potter. I know you sound so excited, Allison.
I just like ripped the headphones thing off the table. Sorry. You know, because I just got excited for an idea, Maude, what you should do.
Yeah.
We could all do. Run a D&D game via Zoom.
Yeah.
You should absolutely do that.
What do you think's happening with Fungeons and Flagons?
Oh, there we go. I'm in, girl. What else are we going to do from our homes? And this is the other thing that like, I know a lot of people are actually working from home, but all of us, you know, live that gig life.
Yeah.
We just don't work.
I actually have really big plans for Geek Bomb because, like, we can do stuff from home and it is about content. Streaming has gone up 35% really? In this time. Mm. So as long as the internet will last, if you guys, I know this is a little bit cheap for me plugging Geek Bomb on this show, but if you do want to pivot over and do support a company that is making content, it's all about geek stuff. It falls under everything playing, watching, reading. Playing is not only video games and apps, but Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
Watching is movie and TV shows and streaming. Yeah. And reading is comic books and books.
Ooh, comic books, huh?
Yeah, I do a book club as well every month.
You going to be reading my comic when it comes
out? We should cover your comic.
Yeah, we will.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Really, that would be great.
Keep you on that.
I do have a Patreon, so head on over there. There are like small donations and bigger donations and we are having to adapt it to fit the times. But book club, Fungeons and Flagons, big things that I'm doing. I want to do interviews and it's all going to happen over there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Perfect. I will be logging on to that.
Because let's be honest.
So I don't miss your face.
The longer this lasts, the longer this social distancing, self-isolation thing lasts, the more our already existing content is going to run out. So people
there
have
is so much content.
There's
out
so
there.
Much, but all productions have stopped shooting. Yeah. So there's, you know, there's not going to be much new coming out in the next after a few months.
Yeah, nothing new, but you can definitely go back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, duh, I'm going back to a show from 20 years ago.
There's some good stuff out there.
Literally, I was on the phone with my grandmother today and I told her I started watching that. And she goes, that show from a long time ago? And I was like, yes, mom, yes, that show. All right, let's get into another email. A farewell and a story, wet cheeks and dry pockets.
Love it.
This is from Greg. Greetings, HHHHLN crew.
Hi, Greg.
Yay. I have to start off by saying I am deeply saddened to hear that the podcast is ending. Yeah. I've been listening since...
Dude, the world is ending.
Yes, seriously.
Sorry.
I've been listening since near the beginning and I will miss all your lovely voices invading my ears every Monday during my long commutes. I am very happy you are all busy with other fun and exciting things, of course, but listening to you all was always such a good time that I just don't know what could possibly replace you on my podcast rotation. The answer is nothing.
Breathing.
There you go. You're screwed.
I don't usually write into shows like this, but I figured this would be my last opportunity to send you guys a story. Before I get to that, I also wanted to express just how fantastic Maud has been as the new co-host of the show.
I just like had Maud? A double take. Yeah. I was like, what? I can't
believe it. I was initially surprised by Alex's announcement to leave, but I have to admit that Maud won me over instantly.
Yeah.
That's in italics, so you know he means it.
Whoa.
As a fellow Zelda and Star Wars nerd, I think she is a very relatable host for listeners like me.
We're instantly best friends.
There you go. I also adore her puns, her fun Aussie pronunciations, and how hard and openly she laughs at what she finds funny.
Usually it's me.
I like that it's at what she finds funny, not at what is funny.
Yeah.
He gets me.
She is just a joy to listen to every week. I only wish we had more than a year to enjoy what she brings to the show.
Aww, yeah. That's so sweet. Aww.
Anyway, I'm going to move on before this starts sounding like a love letter to Maud. Allison single? And Tom, I love you both.
We love you too.
We get a little secondary runner-up. There we go. Okay, so recently the subject of orthodontic surgery was brought up again, and I was reminded that Maud had quite a traumatic experience. Well, turns out this is yet another thing that Maud and I share.
What? Ooh? You're kidding.
When I was 17 years old in senior year of high school, I had my wisdom teeth removed. I don't know what the self-care procedure is like in Australia, but I was given a small curved syringe that we
I know
were
it. I know exactly what he's talking about. Where he has to get all the shit from his hole. Yeah, no, I'm telling you.
Get all the shit from his hole.
Yeah. I got my wisdom teeth out in America, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So we were told it was for squirting water into the holes to dislodge bits of chewed food.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Told you, get that shit out of the hole.
Yep, get out of the hole.
There's the podcast name.
Is that what this? We're literally going to end the podcast.
Get the shit out of the hole. People are going to think it's toilet paper.
There you go.
It's got nothing to
Maybe it's just called farewell. Maybe this episode is just called.
Get the shit
So long and thanks for all the fish. That might be a bit.
Hitchhiker's Guide.
42.
There we go. Exactly. Well, I guess one of my blood clots was a little loose or I was a little too enthusiastic because one night, a few days after my surgery, I was squirting out my jaw holes when suddenly it started to hurt a lot more than normal.
Dry sore.
Instead of just food, I had somehow also dislodged the only...
I'm sorry, guys.
What'd you say?
I like...
What'd you say?
I hiccuped as I said dry socket, and I It's like, oh, he also got dry hunger. Please play it back, Aristotle.
Oh.
Whenever, like, if we do this, I'll be like, and cut to a clip. And then listen back to dry hunger. Sorry, keep going.
Sorry, I'm finding my place. Oh, here we go. Instead of just food, I had somehow also dislodged the only thing protecting my jawbone from the air and saliva inside of my mouth. The pain was excruciating. This happened right before bedtime, if memory serves, so I had to wait until the following day before we could get back in to see the surgeon, who stuffed some medicated gauze into the hole to protect it, then prescribed me Vicodin.
Oh, good.
I still had to attend school.
Yeah.
Nice.
But it was difficult to concentrate through the dull throbbing of pain and the haze of what was my very first trip with a strong opioid painkiller.
Wow.
All I remember thinking about that experience was that the Vicodin was still not strong enough. It is truly awful, and I can honestly say I sympathize with Maude on that one. I wouldn't wish a dry pocket upon anybody.
Good. Dry socket.
Dry socket, yes. Farewell, Allison, Tom, Maude, and Aristotle. It has been a pleasure to be along for the ride. I look forward to seeing what comes next for all of you. Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
He also says PS in much smaller print, so I think I have to whisper it. Okay, maybe this was a little bit of a love letter to Maude.
Oh.
But really, who can blame me? She is awesome.
I'm all Greg.
Oh.
There you go.
That's sweet.
There you go. All right, I'm just going to pop it. How are we doing on time?
Let's take
Do we have
break.
To take a break?
Yeah, on that note, let's all recover, cry about Maude, how great she is.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back to even more emails.
Put the miserable in commiserate.
As we continue to podcast,
yeah, we'll continue the podcast while Maude gets more wine.
Get her wine. Yeah.
All right, this one is from Neil.
Neil.
It's called The Parting Glass.
Ooh.
Wait, hold on. Did I do this right? Yes. Yeah, there we go.
I love white wine. I'm good, though. Thanks. I already had two.
Dear 4-H Club. Hi, Tom. Hello, Allison and Maude. As the great Christopher Eccleston said as the ninth doctor, I'm already on board, everything has its time and everything dies. Jesus.
That's true.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
Everything dies, guys.
You got more wine, girl? All right.
Oh, I did. Yep.
Good for you.
It's a day.
It's a day.
Yeah.
Listen, I feel like every day these days is a day. Fucking drink.
Yeah.
Look, if you can drink.
I make it a point.
It's a blessing.
Like, I never have a desire to drink by myself. Like, it's just not.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
It's a social thing.
It's totally a social thing. And these days, I'm like, no, I need a fucking drink.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because the only socializing we're doing is with the people on the TV.
Yeah.
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 With my best friends are here.
With my best friends on the West Wing. Yeah. Me and Rob Lowe and Bradley Whitford, man.
And
we're getting through
stressful.
This together.
It's a stressful situation every single episode.
All right. I can't begin to adequately put into words how much I am going to miss you all. I've been listening.
Now try. Put it into words.
Wait to hear it when needy.
He puts them into very nice words. I'm going to read them. I have been listening since the very first podcast. Wow.
Machi machi.
Yeah, it has been such a fantastic way to ease into my day at work. I have so many great memories of this podcast. One of my favorites is when Allison started singing the theme song to all of my favorite cartoons, including the time she sang the Dinosaucers theme, and I nearly jumped out of my chair at work because I thought I was the only other person on the planet who remembered that show.
I do not know Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Do-do-do-do. It's basically it's a alien spaceship full of talking, walking dinosaurs.
You did tell me about this one. Yeah. Yes.
Anthropomorphic dinosaurs.
There we go.
That's the other word. Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic. I will anthro my morphics. Thank you very much.
What happened to the Poe?
Oh, call the po-po. Anthro, my po.
Morphic. Okay. Yeah. I'm so lucky to... use your words, Allison. I'm so lucky to get to have been able to meet each of you in person at different times.
Oh, cool.
It was so much fun to attend the live show back at Comic-Con a few years ago. Maude, you were so kind and patient to let me gush when you came to St. Paul. Aww.
Oh, what?
I remember you.
Hi, Neil.
He came all the way to St. Paul to say hi.
That's cool.
An Uber. An Uber, people.
Wow.
Whoa, that's cool.
You have all been so incredibly nice to your fans, and I always feel like I'm sitting in the room with a group of three wonderful friends whenever I listen. Yeah. Literally, this is how I feel about the people on West Wing right now. Weirdly enough, I'm friends with two women who I've been in class with that are married to two of the men on the West Wing.
Really?
So I'm a little like,
you feel
they are my friends.
6 degrees there. Yeah.
Of
Kevin Bacon. Yeah. You know, they're blaming Kevin Bacon for this epidemic, pandemic.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's him.
Yeah.
It's 6 degrees. Everyone's Kevin connected Bacon.
To him. I was
if
only
he gets it, we're all fucked.
We're fucked. On a personal note, as someone with Asperger's, and has a lot of trouble dating, don't we all? It really helps me feel less alone when I hear Maude and Allison talk about their troubles. Oh, dude, we got you.
Yeah.
To hear two incredibly kind, talented, and beautiful women talk about how hard the dating scene is greatly helps me feel more normal and less like a failure, which is something that after more than 3.5 decades, I still struggle with. Dude,
yeah,
Neil, we all
ain't
do.
Easy, man.
Yeah, honestly, it's dating is a, it doesn't, what is it? It doesn't... It's not bias. It doesn't. What is the word?
Discriminate.
That's
discriminate.
It. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
But don't worry, because my brother also has Asperger's and he's never kissed a girl. So baby steps, and everyone can do anything in their own time.
I'm assuming it's your brother without the kids.
Well, you can still make kids without kissing.
So, I do have more than one brother.
But your brother has two kids, and I'm like, the other brother.
Yeah. So yeah, I think, you know what? Everyone's on their own path. Everyone's in their own lane. Yeah. Don't feel like you have to compare yourself to anyone. But yeah, there is versions of this being difficult for every single person.
Yeah.
Good call, Maude. Yeah.
Every episode, you all discuss things with such excitement about things like science and makes me feel like I have a place in the world.
Aww. Good.
I like want to continue the podcast just for Neil. I'm going to miss the three of you getting together every week so much, but I am very grateful for the memories. I will always look back with fondness on the things like Drunksmiths, Tesla's named Bucephalus, and the great Italian phone napping. Thanks for the memories, Neil from St. Paul.
Aww.
Thanks, so Neil.
Sweet. Yeah,
thanks, I know. Neil.
Okay. Here we
you
go.
Getting choked?
Yeah, we're getting into them, you guys. Aww. It's just weird. Like, I realized, because I was like, oh, Tom and I have been in this together, but you actually missed one episode.
I did. I think I was
so
sick.
So none of this matters anymore.
No.
I checked out after that.
No, I don't mean that at all. I just mean like it's...
You've been for every episode.
I've literally been the only person who's done every episode of this. And
that's
it's
right.
Like, what?
Tom, you missed one.
Yeah, that was like 2 years
ago. No, it's fine. No, Maude, I can't tell you. Alex and I were like lost at sea. We did this episode
no
just
was
the
there
two
to
of
laugh
us
at their jokes.
And we were like, what are we doing? We felt so empty and hollow and we didn't know what to do. It just showed us how important Tom is to the show.
Now you appreciate me. My plan worked. You called me, I think, but I was like too
we
sick
did.
To answer
it
or something.
Yeah, you texted us that you were too sick, and
you called like during the middle of the podcast after the message. You're like, guys,
oh, that's right.
Tom.
You were like taking a nap. Yeah,
it's like when I had to leave. Hey, Allison.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. that
voicemail. Okay, all right. This is from Jason, and the subject is just a little sad face.
Aww.
Longtime listener that never sent an email until now. First off, sad to see the end of the show. Second of all, hi Maude.
Hi Jason.
Tom. Bye, Maude. Hello. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Oh, bye, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
Allison, thanks for all the suggestions on what to watch and listen to. The West Wing! I'll miss that most about the show. Between encouraging me to watch Klaus and McMillions.
That's right.
To bring me into the dark world of Dirty John. That's right, that podcast. Your recommendations were always spot on. Also, I'd like to think Alex left because he made slightly more money in Bitcoin than from the Third Love advertisement.
Yeah, he could have been hiding something from us. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably true regardless.
Yeah, he just hid it from us.
Thanks for the years of entertainment on Mondays, and please make suggestions on what I should be watching, listening to via Twitter. Jason, there you go.
Thanks, Jason.
Can do?
Yeah, man.
You guys, this one's from Artist Tim.
Artist Tim.
Yeah.
Titled, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Artist Tim was actually in a story of mine recently. Because he drew something. He gave it to one of you guys to give to me back in 2017. But I'm doing a pose where my fingers are in my mouth. And I was like, oh man, I miss being able to do that. Because you can't put your hands on your face anymore.
Yeah.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face.
I think he talks about that in the show.
Shut up!
I feel like I remember reading that. Let's get to it.
Okay.
Hi, Allison and Tom. Artist Tim here.
Artist Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Pause for Maude because I'm old school 4-H and I know what's expected of me.
Yeah.
Hi, Maude.
Right on.
I don't know how short I can keep this, but I will try. After finding Allison and Alex on 4 points, which ended far too quickly, amen. That's from me. It was great to find out that they were going to do a podcast together. I got to hear Alex gush about Tesla, listen to Allison tell a bunch of embarrassing stories about her life, and occasionally break into song. Yes. As well as get to know the new guy, Tom.
Tim and I went drinking one night.
I think that's in here too.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I realized over the years that Tom and I have the same sense of humor and that he is a fantastic writer. Very true.
Thank you. Thank you, Artist.
You three made my Mondays great. All of you know that this next part of the story already, but I wanted to share it with Maude and the listeners. Yeah. When the first Drunksmas came around, it was at the same time that my father transitioned into hospice care after a long, very long battle with cancer.
That's tough.
Yeah. I was forced to process the reality that I would not have my father in my life for much longer. During this time, I was fortunate to have a 12-day lifeline in the form of the Drunksmas episodes. Yeah. The universe knew that I needed to laugh more than once a week. I got to listen while the three of you got increasingly shit-faced.
No.
Being able to find humor during this time meant a lot to me. After that, the show and all of you had a special place in my heart. So in a weird way, the podcast ending feels like closing the book on a difficult but important chapter of my life. Oh, man.
Dang, man.
See, this is the shit that I read and I'm like, oy. But I'm glad that the show, I'm glad that the end of the show is because all of you are busy with awesome stuff going on. Well, maybe not that busy right this second, hashtag COVID-19.
Yeah.
Yep. Very true. Listen, I am super busy watching 800 episodes of The West Wing.
I actually, can you please do a video like vlog of you finishing the series? Because it'll be like the best slash worst moment of your life. Yes. Yeah.
What do you mean I still have to stay in my house?
You are like so invested and you're not even halfway through it.
Like I've been just been fooling myself that it's been my choice to stay in and watch this much TV. But as soon as it's done, I'm going to be like, what do you mean it's not my choice?
What do you mean they're not my friends?
And Maude, even though you weren't there for the first Drunksmas, I want you to know that my appreciation of the show includes you just as much as everyone else.
That's sweet.
I discovered you on SourceFed and over the years gotten to see what an awesome person you are.
Oh, man. Going back through some SourceFed videos. They're funny.
Your episode of Pretty Depressed was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone should listen to it. I don't know what that is.
Pretty
is
depressed.
That?
So my friend Kim Crossman, she's New Zealand us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. She actually only realized sort of halfway through last year that she wasn't feeling great. She kind of assumed that everyone had sort of that voice in their head telling them that they weren't good enough and that they did everything wrong. She finally got diagnosed with anxiety and depression.
Ah.
And she's doing a podcast kind of talking about it and talking to a lot of her, you know, actor friends and big time people like Reese Darby, et cetera, talking about, and Kevin Connolly from Entourage.
Yeah.
Talking about what it's like having just kind of like mental health in your life.
Oh,
and I introduced everyone, I don't know if I've told this story to you guys, that when I'm down, I didn't know what it was that I needed. And anytime someone asked me, do you need this? Do you need ice cream? Do you need time alone? I don't know. And I would like become really quite not fun to be around. And I would kind of push people away. And I didn't realize, but I just needed someone to sit next to me and just put an arm on my hand or like an arm around me and just say, you know, this sucks. They're there.
Yeah.
And we dubbed it They're There. And like I told that story and everyone's like, oh my God, that's what it's called.
That's it.
That's what I need.
Right there. Yeah. Wow.
There you go. Well, you can check that out now that our podcast is ending. It is a podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. So they can look up Pretty Depressed and find your episode. Okay, great. I also loved the Insta story you did with the portrait I drew explaining to people not to touch their faces.
Yay!
There you go. So I will continue to support my 4-H family, whether it's making a small donation to Heart Baby Eggplant or backing Geek Bomb.
Yay.
Thank
you for that.
Yeah. Thank you. Definitely. Oh, that's honestly, listen, we're at the beginning of COVID. I understand it's terrible and horrible, but like every single pitch meeting that Heart Baby Eggplant has had has been rescheduled indefinitely. And I'm like, I want to sell the show.
Yeah.
But we will.
My heart, my baby, my eggplant.
Oh my God.
You can use that.
I want to add that to our pitch.
You can use that. Yeah.
I just realized Tom doesn't have any project that I can support.
Oh, artist Tim knows which project.
Yeah.
He knows. He knows.
He's got some stuff. I guess I'll just have to buy him booze.
Oh, yeah. I'm down with that. Sure.
Well, I've gone on long enough, but I'm glad to hear that we might get to see or hear the three of you every now and then in the future. So I'll make this promise. The next time we're all in the same place, the first round is on me. Love you guys, Tim.
So we're going to get the top shelf liquor when we hang out with Tim.
We're getting that $265 of Bland's.
Exactly.
I won't do that to you, Tim.
I will. Tim,
oh my gosh. How are we on time?
Oh, you're good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's our last episode. Let's get those emails.
Okay. Great. All right. This is from Barry. One last email.
Barry.
Wait for
Barry's been on before.
Yeah.
Do you know how I know this? Because immediately I went, Barry, just listen to me, Barry. I'll get back to Barry.
Barry. wait for it. Hi, Maud.
Hi, Barry.
Hi, amazing Allison, marvelous Maud, and thunderstruck Tom.
I like it.
I just wanted to send an email and let you all know that honestly, you were the reason I even started listening to podcasts years ago.
Wow.
Good start.
When I found out Allison and he who shall not be named had a podcast, I knew I had to listen to this podcast thing, and you are number one in my books from my first listen.
Just try and picture Alex without hair and no nose.
Oh, Voldemort. Yeah. I was like, why would I ever want to picture that?
He must not be named.
You know what's weird? The hair would be more disturbing than the nose. Because Alex has phenomenal hair.
He does. Yeah. Very jealous.
The best in the biz.
Yeah. I have enjoyed... Oh, wait. I have listened to you every Monday at work and for years have made them... And for years, you have made them much easier to deal with. I've enjoyed every edition and version of the pod that you have done. I will be sad to listen to the last episode, but I am glad to hear that you all have so many projects and are so busy that it is time to do one last call. Oh, that's what we should call the episode.
Thank you.
Last call.
That's so good, Barry.
Yeah.
Give him a producer credit on that one. There we go.
So as I type this and sip my vodka soda, I raise this glass for one last cheers. Cheers to the half hour happy hour ladies night. Thank you for the many hours of great entertainment. I will miss the pod and I said pod like I said mod. I'll miss the pod. And Mondays will suck a little more. But alas, all great things must come to an end. Sorry for rambling on. I just wanted to say in a long-winded way, thank you.
I just have one query for Barry.
Yeah.
Out of all the drinks.
Yeah.
Vodka soda?
That's my drink, dude.
I'm down with that. That's
yeah, but like, maybe you have a problem with sugar. But like, if you're going to drink, why would you have something that's not wanting to be a drink?
Well, I think it's just to dilute the maybe he's like me. I don't care what something tastes like. I just want to get nice and buzzed.
No, so I'm the absolute opposite. I would rather drink for taste.
Really? No,
than
not
drink
me.
For,
no.
You know,
I'm of the, how do I really? Consume less
if I
sugar?
Could, if I could drink like... really low alcohol wine, I'd be so about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes, Barry Boffman, you can use my last name if you like, aka Barry Pepper from the Alex years.
Barry Pepper from the
Remember we called him Barry Pepper.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Barry Pepper.
But it's Boffman?
Boffman.
That's his actual last name.
Amazing. Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to plow through because we have some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is Mr. Plow.
That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Ding.
Thanks,
RRB. This is from RRB.
Rubius Black. And, my God. No. Reginald?
Regis Black?
I don't know.
Come on, I'm watching Harry Potter again.
Oh, I don't know my
you
Harry
Potter. You got the
Potters.
Locket first.
Are you?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, this is an HHHH fan art retrospective. Hello, HHH crew, Maud, Allison, and Tom.
Hi, RRB.
And not forgotten podcat. With a little
he says
emoji.
Hi. He's covering his face.
He's like not even.
Good.
He's
waved.
Just
doesn't
keeps
get sick.
Nodding at us. I've sent some emails in the past, and this looks like it will be my last. Over the years, I've made fan art and posted from time to time.
Yeah.
Enclosed is some reminders from the past and one last one for the mod era.
Oy.
The merch that never was. Hope you enjoy a look. That is, if it's not flagged as spam.
I saw this one already. He tweeted it to me.
He tweeted it to him. Yeah. Also, this part of the email is awesome for audio podcast. Yep, that's right. It's fine. There's some great, some great freaking
What is
art
it? Something
here.
About sport? I don't do sport, I believe it's called.
There's so many on here.
Oh, I didn't see all of them. I just saw that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah. I'll show them to
I'll
you.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Sad to see the show muting its mics, but nice to hear it's on your own terms and better things are coming for all of you. Mm-hmm. I've missed Alex's, let's say, inebriisms of vocal and story mishaps.
Yeah, he
said everything wrong.
He did. Often, yeah.
Also missed the feel that it was made in a garage, lost moving to the studio. Well, we're ending it in a living room.
Wow. he sounds like Dave Grohl with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
He always said that the music sounded better when it was recorded in a garage instead of a studio.
Makes sense.
Fun fact, guys.
Fun, wicked fun.
Maud's addition of different spice to the mix was a nice change in the end, literally. Hope you do some specials and Drunksmiths in the future. As you stated in the last episode, get Chobot on. We will try. You should be on my count. Oh, you should be on my count ending on episode 310. Nice work. There we go.
310.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the laughs over the years. Farewell. Dingle the Fraggle, a.k.a. RRB. P.S. I hope all of you are handling this COVID-19 situation well, or as well as you can in this. Yeah.
As well as we can.
Yeah, no.
As well as we can.
Going nuts.
So say we all.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, man.
All right. This one is from Jesus. It is from So Long. It's entitled So Long and Thanks for All the Booze.
Oh, so thank you, Jesus. Thanks. You turned water into wine.
So Long and Thanks for All the Booze is also a great name.
Oh, that's so yeah.
Listen, if we can do our extra bonus episode, we'll call him one of those.
What was the other one again? I've already forgotten it.
Last Call.
Oh, they're so great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Listen. Well, this is technically Last Call for emails.
Oh.
So this one's Last Call and then So Long and Thank You for All the Booze.
Could be next week.
Yep.
If we get it. if we are allowed to record our final special episode.
Eek. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Hello to everyone at the H4 crew. Hello to the Tim Curry voice. Space! Camp Queen Allison. Hello to Pun Boss Bomb Mod. Hello to the man that can complete as many push-ups as he has nicknames, Tom.
Yeah, ooh, good one.
Yes. Good.
Hello to the meanest vegan feline in podcasting, Aristotle.
He says hi. He waves.
Like, do it like a Mr. Bit. Hello.
He talks.
And hello in absentia to the tallest haired Tesla fanboy, Alex Entucephalus. I've been listening from day one and even wrote you back then with some science about that spaceship engine that supposedly violated the laws of physics.
Right. Remember oh my that? Gosh, yeah.
Happy to report it still doesn't work and physics remains safe.
Good.
With the show ending, I just had to say goodbye and let you know how much this sipping booze and spitting news silliness has meant for me in these 5 years. Oh. When you began in 2015, your first shows made me laugh as I wrote my dissertation and completed my PhD in mathematical physics.
Is he single?
What?
No. Oh. I know this because the story continues.
Okay.
The first Drunksmiths helped me as I emigrated from my native Venezuela to Mexico with my wife.
Uh-huh. Good. Hi, wife.
And we spent our first holidays away from everyone we knew in a new country. The Great Italian Phone Napping of 2016 allayed my fears as once again my family uprooted from Mexico to Colombia. Wow.
Man. Yeah.
The Maudening of 2019 and her
yes.
And her punishing spite for cane toads.
Yeah.
Pun is capitalized.
Yeah.
Helped me keep a bright outlook as my wife was diagnosed, treated, and found in remission from cancer.
Oh, whoa. Thank goodness.
Thank
wow.
God.
That's yeah. tough. Yeah.
What a ride.
Whew. And today in 2020, you bring the properly sanitized and hand-washed laughs as we stay home in the midst of the corona apocalypse.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're all kicking so much ass that a half-hour-ish podcast cannot contain you, and you all will be dearly missed. If you decide to make one last Drunksmiths for 2020, I add myself to the surely long list of people that would like to hear Jessica Chobot join you. And would suggest some more names to the list. Awesome tech fool Ashley Escada. I remember yes. Tomorrow Daily episodes with her and Maud. Have we not had Ashley on the show?
I don't know her.
Jesus. No. You don't?
Oh, she's
don't
great.
So. Wow, yeah.
She's a hoot.
Yeah. Naomi Kyle. Duh. Trisha Hirschberger.
You.
Drunken Hirschberger. Shish is bound to be fun. Also SourceFed Nerd alumni hype. And both concerned citizens Anthony Carboni and Jeff Cannata.
These are all friends of mine.
I know. Wait, same yeah. with me, and I don't understand how we haven't had any of them on before.
You know what, though? There were probably like three of those are probably on my list.
Yeah.
Remember? And they were busy on that day.
Did we not have Jeff on the show? I felt like did we not have Jeff
don't
on like,
know.
The first
no, Jeff. I think we
wow.
did.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, listen.
Hey, Jeff, if you're listening, if it's not personal.
Wait, hold on. Chobot?
Yep.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Listen, if we do get to another Drunksmiths, I would love to get all these people on because that's half the guest list.
Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun. I'd get
awesome.
Drunk with all of those people.
Yeah. All right.
Actually, I have been drunk with all of those people.
Yeah.
Except Jeff.
Jeff's far too... together. Yeah.
He's,
as a person. He's a very put together human being.
We'll get him on episode one then.
There we go. I move here for a drunken push up off ooh. Between Jeff and Tom.
Yeah. Oh, he'll lose. He'll cry.
My God, like someone's going to get shot with all of those guns going off.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Again, thanks for every single edition. Sorry, episode. And until we all meet in Fuck Cancer Island in the middle of our Martian colony, wow. keep being awesome.
Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I forgot about Fuck Cancer Island.
Yeah, and Sextopia. Don't we have like another?
Yeah. God, now we have to get to Fuck Corona Island.
Yeah, we got all sorts of stuff to
all right.
screw over.
Plowing through. We still oh, my God, we're so long.
You can do whatever
you want. Is
that okay?
Want.
That's 44
well,
minutes.
Well, here, let me you ask can, you guys this. We'll just ask this on the show.
You can do what you gotta do.
We're hoping to do a bonus episode next week.
Hoping.
With
yes,
Alex.
We are. Right.
Do we want to? As of right now, I've got 5 more emails to get to.
I feel good about it. You know what? Even if we're in lockdown and we can't leave the house, we'll jump on an app
and we'll do it. Okay, then I'll save these last few emails. Yeah. Maybe there's 6.
Something to look forward to.
There might be a whole lot more after that.
Yeah, because this one's already going long. Okay, so this is our plan. Next week is the first week of April, which is actually when we started the podcast 5 years ago. So we do want to do one final special episode since we can't do the live show.
Yeah.
And our intent is to do it with Alex.
Yeah.
So the four of us can get together and have like a nice finalized
last
episode. We will figure it out.
Yes, we will.
It will
as in Aristotle, we'll figure it out for us.
Yes.
The last call.
Yeah. For yeah, that'll
all goodbye. What was it?
So long and thanks for all the fish.
Yeah,
we'll figure out which one we'll title it. But yeah, so plan on there being one more episode after this, and again,
we'll make it happen even if it has to kill us.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll ask Maude again when she hasn't had 2 glasses of wine.
I got a family to feed.
But yeah, that is our intent. Like clearly, we want to you. All you listeners have been so fantastic over the years, and we want to end this properly and right, and no worldwide pandemic is going to keep us from that.
Technology is a beautiful thing these days. I feel good about it.
Yeah. So that is our hope and our dreams. By then I will probably have finished all of the West Wing. I'll fill you in on how it goes.
We may have to like get a robot over to her place to hug her and hold her. Yeah.
Well, how do you guys feel? I mean, we're wrapping up our last normal episode.
Man,
I'm so detached from these sorts of things until like I deal with it in my own time. Yeah. I've had it so many times where I've done like farewells and I'm like, yay, cool.
And then you walk away and you're like, ooh,
yeah.
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 It's usually how
but everyone's like, aren't you like sad? Why aren't you crying? Everyone else is crying. And I'm like, because I sold my soul to be in this industry. How dare you?
Exactly. Put me on the spot like
that. So we expect a text to the group thread, the HHHH group thread tonight when you're like, I'm not okay.
It'll just be like just tears everywhere.
I'll definitely miss you guys. Hanging out.
I think it's gonna take like a few weeks.
Once I'll be like, wait, I missed something this week. What was it? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, it's when people kind of go, this is how it touched my life and how you've helped me.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, see ya. You know, that means the world to me that I, like something as dumb as, you know, chatting with friends can actually
affect people.
Help people.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oi.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I felt it.
Did you feel it?
Yeah.
You got, got there a little early?
Yeah.
The feels got there a little early? Well, this has been...
It's been a great 5 years.
Poignant.
Oh, God.
There it is. It's happening.
I'm feeling it now.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Tom will stay strong for us.
All right. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening for 5 years.
Oh, boy.
No, 5 years. 5 years.
Yeah. But like, you
I was
know.
Only a fifth of it.
You were the best fifth of
a little,
it.
A fifth and a portion.
A fifth and a bit.
A fifth and a bit.
Fit and a bit.
Fifth and a bit.
All right. Who's making merch for that one?
Yeah. Fit on a bit.
Fit on a bit. Fit and a bit.
Yeah. I mean...
She doesn't want to say goodbye, guys.
I don't.
You don't have to.
Don't do it.
I'm just trying to be like, you know, it's been great getting to know Aristotle over the last year and a half.
That's right.
You know? Yeah. Like, we knew him, but now we, like, know him. Yeah. Like, he's a part of the show
We've
now.
We've had so many cupcakes together. I think that really bonds people.
So many cupcakes together. Yeah. And Tom, like, your and I entire friendship is literally recorded.
Just based on the podcast.
We literally met since started recording this podcast.
That's right. Like 2 days before.
I know. But these are like friends for life.
Yeah, man.
This podcast has given, you know, Zelda 2 more dads and a mom.
That's right.
That's been so important to me.
I know.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. If you can still email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. And again, if we get a few more, hopefully we can get to them on the hopefully Alex episode.
This is your last
week.
Call.
Yeah. And that is it for this week's episode.
Edition.
Of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Allison Hayslip.
I'm Maude Garrett.
Thanks for... All the fish, Tom, all the nicknames, Krajewski.
We'll see you next time. Starbands Audio,
a podcast network.